Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ is All Ministries. As Christians, we can become complacent and satisfied knowing that we're going to heaven. But God wants us to live an abundant life here and now. When you have God's double portion blessings, you can expect your life to be fuller, richer, and more satisfying. But are you willing to go after it? If you truly want a double portion from the Lord, then you will be willing to put your own plans aside and seek out what God has for you. It's not going to come without some dedication and effort from your side, but if you are willing to chase after a double portion, the opportunity is there. God has already blessed you. His favor is on you. So go after Him with all your heart and see what God has got in store for you. In today's message, titled, Living in Double Portion Blessings, Evangelist Paul Acqua shows you how to receive a double portion of God's blessing in your life. Let's join in.
There is a higher level of blessings. That means living in God's double portion blessings or greater blessings. This is a higher realm of living. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 61 verse 7 that instead of your shame, you will receive a double portion. And instead of disgrace, you will rejoice in your inheritance. And so you will inherit a double portion in your land. And everlasting joy will be yours. Hallelujah. Isaiah 61:7 is saying, instead of your former shame, you will have a double portion. And instead of your humiliation, your people will shout for joy over their portion in their land. I'm glad he didn't say when you go to heaven. I'm sure many of you have a lot of difficult and challenging things in your life. God wants to renew your strength so you can enjoy the peaceful and joyful life he has planned for you. Go for what God has planned for you, my friend. You don't have to settle for less than the many blessings God has for you. The Bible says, every good and perfect thing is from above, from God. God's blessings are the blessings that belong to all His children. When you are born again, you are called into God's blessings. In that place of blessings, you are favored. Every child of God is blessed. You begin to walk in the promises of God. You are supposed to walk in good health. You are supposed to walk in righteousness. You are supposed to walk in prosperity. You are a blessed person. You are okay. Maybe a couple of struggles here and there and still going through life. And that's where a lot of Christians are. It's a good place to be. But there is another realm, another level of God's blessings where only a few Christians live. And that's God's greater blessings. That's double portion blessings that I'm talking about here. The main reason why we are not receiving His double portion blessings is because we are willing to settle for less. Very few are committed to receive what God has for them. We have been influenced more by the world than by God's word and are satisfied to accept far less than what God has provided. That shouldn't be our portion. The Christian is to live an extraordinary life God designed for us to enjoy. Living in double portion blessings will not happen automatically. Very important. Only few of God's children live in this realm. Of this level. This is a place you decide how your life will be. So it's up to you to decide. Bible says that give and it shall be given, pressed down, shaking together, shall men give to your bosom. Bible says also that bring all the tithes into my storehouse so that I would open windows of heaven and bless you. So you don't get because you don't ask. You don't get because you don't obey God's instructions or the actions to take. God is saying, just do the asking and I will do the doing for you. You see, You have to operate according to what is commanding you to do. You must reach a place in life where you eagerly pursue God's greater blessings. You must have a holy dissatisfaction with ordinary life before you can experience all that God has for you. It doesn't happen accidentally or automatically. God wants you to have an abundant life that includes double portion blessings. Jesus said, "I came to give you life and give you more abundantly." You will not live in God's double portion because you are a nice person. You will not live in God's double portion because you are prayerful. You will not live in God's double portion because you are born again. So many of God's children live in His blessings, but there are greater blessings. There are double portion blessings. And it takes faith to get those blessings. It takes faith, trust, and obedience to get those blessings. It takes more than you are just praying to receive God's double portion. Let me repeat that. It takes more than you are just praying to receive God's double portion. We pray, but many have misconception about prayer. We think when we pray, then God does everything. It's not like that. When we pray, very often God shows us what we need to do. I am not saying God doesn't move supernaturally. The things we cannot do, definitely He will do them for us. But there are certain times He tells us to take action. If you are going to do nothing and expect God to do everything, then that's not going to happen. Bible says if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. That's in Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19. Bible says resist the devil and he will flee from you. So he's saying take action. Resist the devil. You have to resist him and he will flee. You need to understand the message of faith in order to obtain God's greater blessing. It's just sad that so many Christians are even fighting the message of faith. Unless you are willing to stand and fight the fight of faith, you will be overcome by this world. If you don't stir yourself up, you will settle to the bottom. The world isn't going to encourage you towards God's perfect and good things that He has planned for you, that He has in store for you. And most Christians are not going to encourage you towards God's greater blessings as well. Yes, even though Christians. Sadly, religion is one of the strongest weapons Satan has to discourage people from believing for something more from God. Many churches believe that God doesn't perform miracles today, or worse, that God is the one who wills for our lives to be in such a mess, to break us up. And that's not true. Everything they are blaming God for, that's never true. To receive God's greater blessings, this is where you believe by His stripes we were healed. So when sickness comes into your body, you just say, "No way, I'm not allowing this," and you rebuke it. For so many Christians, when sickness comes, they say, "Well, sometimes up, sometimes down. That's the life. That's how life is supposed to be. I believe I will be okay." And they go through the sickness, they go through the pain, and they go through the process. Some get healed and some die. It's still all right. They go to heaven. And that's what so many believers go through life, including even some ministers. Living with depression, living with anxiety, living with disappointment and regret, living with sadness, living in poverty are not double portion blessings that God designed for us. I can assure you what the Bible says is that we can live a life of victory now. Jesus died to deliver us from the present evil world. If you read Galatians 1:4, that's what it says. Not just the one to come, but from the present evil world, Jesus delivered us all from that. So you can live beyond the ordinary Christian. Those who have moved into God's greater blessings live a higher life. They live beyond the ordinary Christians. They decree a thing and it's established. They say, I want to build this thing, and they build it. They say, I'm believing God for this. By my faith, I will get it, and they get it. That's another level of life. That's where you enjoy double portion blessings. Those blessings don't come to you because you are born again. To live beyond the ordinary, you must move with the message of faith. Faith is seeing something that far away and taking hold of it. You begin to use your faith. That's the realm of greater blessings. That's the level of double portion blessings. You are different from ordinary believer. You begin to know your rights and privileges. The devil comes and you say, no way, go away, and you resist him. At this level of double portion blessings, you say, I am believing God for this, and you release your faith and confess and declare, it's mine in the name of Jesus. I'm getting that business. In the name of Jesus, it's coming my way. In the name of Jesus, that money is coming to me. You release your faith to produce results. Bible says, if you ask and believe, all things are possible. I refuse to be poor. You just confess it. I walk in prosperity. In the name of Jesus, sometimes you can really be struggling at this level. Life can be a struggle. It's a fight of faith, my friend. Because while you are reaching out in your faith, your circumstances war against you. But don't lose heart. Keep on. By your faith, you can declare and decree. The more you declare, the more things seem further away from you. But you say, against hope, I have hope. You refuse to take your eyes off your focus. And by faith, things will happen. And then your faith will produce results. You know, Abraham became a blessing. He hoped against hope. Paul said, I forget the past and I press forward. That's what you got to do. Then you say, didn't I tell you I was going to get this? Look, I've got it. That's actually evoking your faith. Hallelujah. That's where that faith level is. That faith level doesn't come automatically. Bible says faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. You begin to enjoy great blessings. You begin to enjoy double portion blessings. Many Christians are not enjoying these blessings. Many of them are in the general level of God's blessings. But there are some great blessings I'm talking about here. And those great blessings don't come because you are a Christian. You must bring them upon yourself with your faith. It's so important. Don't keep saying, oh God, I know one day is going to happen. Make sure you move in faith today. And if you have not received Christ as your personal Savior, now is the time to do so. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.